This is Kathy Forsty reporting from Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri. We're doing what we're terming our bedroom concerts, and that's because we're in our hotel room here at the Sheraton, and we're inviting a lot of our artists from Casey Cafe Radio to come by and talk a little bit and play a couple of songs. And one of those artists that we've been enjoying for the last, several months on the station is Bruce Michael Miller, who has a new CD out called, well, the newest CD is called Faith in Water. I don't want to say it's your new CD, but it's your newest CD, right?
Yeah.
How new is that CD?
it was released in February of last year, so
okay.
It's pretty
That's
new.
Still new.
Yeah.
It's like a year old, so.
Yeah.
You call them new babies. So.
But the songs are ageless.
That's it.
Hopefully.
There you go. Yeah. Speaking of ageless, what were your influences for writing that particular album?
Let me think of what's on there. The title track is Faith in Water, which I'm going to play. That song was actually inspired by 9/11, but I wrote it years later.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I tend to go for kind of issues related to the human heart. And so that album, to me, water is a place where the heart is.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the songs on the record are kind of related to that.
Yeah, and water sustains life, so.
Yeah, and in Jungian therapy, it's the unconscious, so.
Yeah, so did you record this album in Nashville?
I did. I recorded it at my own recording studio. I have a studio called Little Eden Music, and it's self-produced, and I used a lot of family members.
Really?
My son played on a lot of the tracks. He's a musical genius, and so he played
he got that from
bass
from his mom or from
yeah, I guess it from my mom actually. So
that's great. So tell me a little bit about your studio there in Nashville. I know Heather Platts was on earlier talking about recording.
Right, yeah. Well, it's a project studio. It's not a giant studio, but I have a really beautiful home in Robertson County, which is north of Nashville, about 30 miles.
Okay.
And we have 7 acres, and we have a little lake, so you can fish in it, and it's just a great space for recording. It's real peaceful and tranquil, and there's a lot of nature out there. So we're really blessed to have that space. I have great equipment, guitars and mics, and all you really need is ears and a good computer. So, but you got to have ears.
Yeah.
At least 2 ears.
Yeah, and a good producer and somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually don't work with artists unless I really believe in what they're doing. So if someone would approach me and had money and wanted to do a project that I couldn't get behind, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's always a labor of love for me. And
you're right.
You can't fake love.
So do you tend to do more, when you produce or when you work with artists, do you tend to do more acoustic artists or what, singer-songwriter type artists? Or?
Yeah, I think mostly singer-songwriter type artists. I'm really into the craft of songwriting. So, I am actually working with Heather. We worked about a year together on all of her material before we even recorded a note to make sure that everything was ready. Because one thing I hate is to hear these amazing productions of songs that are subpar because they don't go anywhere. People, it's a vanity project and they don't.
Right.
The songs, you can't relate to the songs, emotionally. And so to me, it's a waste of money. People should get their songwriting together first.
Right.
and then it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because then you've got a great sounding record with great songs on it.
So. Right, you have a direction to go in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, can you play us a song from your Faith in Water CD?
Yes, actually, this is the title track. And it's called Faith in Water. On the banks of the Kiowa, Ruth and John vowed forever in faith and love, baptized and wed. Their two hearts ran together.
together, and with the river rolling by, their love was sanctified. And so began their faith in water. The sun has burnt the marks of time into the lines of their faces. Those Oklahoma droughts are hell. They drive you to desperate places. But they always knew the rain fall again, and they never lost their faith in water. Water like rivers, water like rain, bringing new life to the dusty plain. Bathing their souls, making them whole. A clear running stream, washing them clean. In 2005, in Afghanistan, they lost their son in battle, drowning in a flood of tears. They felt their lives unravel, but every day they prayed those tears wash away the pain. And they never lost their faith in water. Water like rain, and water like tears, and water that soothes sorrow through the bathing their souls, making them whole. A clear running stream, washing them clean. Water. On the banks of the Kiowa, two hearts ran together.
Great song. Bruce Michael Miller.
Thank you.
Great song.
Thank you.
So you're a singer-songwriter. What point in your life did you decide you wanted, that's what you wanted to do for your life and your career?
Like a week ago. You know, it's interesting because I've been involved in music a long time. I was a touring professional guitar player and and singer. I toured with Laura Branigan. I worked with Paul McCartney and Kenny Loggins and a lot of really great people, but I was like a side man, and you know, and I always felt like a songwriter, but I wasn't actually writing songs. So I heard some Nashville guys about 20 years ago, and I heard them in L.A. play where I used to live, and it was a religious experience for me. I heard these Hall of Fame writers singing songs that just absolutely were, this craft was exquisite, and just everything about it, and I just thought, wow, I want to do that. I want to learn how to do that. So I started taking songwriting lessons, you know, from some good teachers and commuting to Nashville and eventually moved there. And I've been writing professionally for the last about, I guess, 20 years. Now, when I produced Heather's record, you know, and I really believe in her as an artist. I think her stuff is great. And I was, and I said, well, you know, I can, maybe I can help you, like, get your career off the ground a little bit because I, you know a little bit about it and some people, and you should go to Folk Alliance and do this stuff. And I saw her just, like, in the last year from, you know, being a stay-at-home mom to, I don't know how many gigs she's done in the last year, but in 1 year, and I just thought, wow, this is inspiring, you know? And the music business has really changed. It's really hard, if not impossible, to get songs cut anymore in Nashville. And I have this huge repertoire of songs I've written over 20 years, and I thought, I can do this. I think I can. So I've gotten involved with doing some house concerts and just kind of, you know, it's funny. I just was really inspired to see her kind of just taking off doing that. Yeah. So, you know, when I say that, I'm, you know, so in really the last year, I've decided that that's what how I want to spend the rest of my career, is just in small, intimate environments playing songs that I really feel strongly.
Where people are listening to you. And
yeah, where people are listening.
Yeah, and, that's the beauty of house concerts.
It's gratifying. That, you know, I've played for 40,000 people, and it's playing for, you know, for 40 is way more fun.
Yeah.
When you're playing your own stuff, and it's also, you have a lot more invested emotionally when it's, you know, it's my material, it's my heart, it's my stuff.
Right.
Before, it's like, if they don't like the artist, you know, I was still getting paid.
Yeah, they're not going to care who the guitar player was.
So
you have a new CD coming out.
Well, I'm working on a CD, and I don't know. It'll be out sometime this year.
Sometime this year.
Yeah. I'm working on trying to book myself, which is like a huge job that I've never done before. And I'm not, my brain is not quite geared for that. It's more, I'm more creative and it's learning how to be organized. So
yeah,
but it'll be this year. I have my studio at home, and I'm pretty much always recording. So you know, these songs kind of come together sometimes a little bit at a time. You know, but and I think the title of that one is going to be Miracles, which is a song that's been cut a few times already.
Okay,
that's kind of. It's related to organ donation a little bit. It's a true story about a friend of mine's son who was killed in an auto wreck and saved five people with
his
organ. So it's kind of a close subject to my heart.
Are you going to do a song from the CD you're planning on putting out then?
Yes. Actually, this... yeah, and I've got to do a little bit of fancy tuning here.
So as far as house concerts are concerned, are you doing mostly around the Nashville area, or are you, like, looking to go away from Nashville?
No, I want to go all over the United States. I booked some in Boulder in June. I have a couple there, and I'm hoping to get out to the West Coast. So for all of you people out in Radioland, if you want to book me, you can go to my website, which is brucemichaelmiller.com, and you know, I put my phone number up there, so don't call me too late.
Remember, he is a musician.
I'm in the Central Time Zone.
Yeah, we, Kiss Cafe Radio loves doing house concerts, so we have a venue we use for our house concerts, so if you want to come through town sometime and we could set something up, so...
So for any of you guitar geeks out there, this is like a tuning I discovered. It's G7. This is called Crossing the Border. This is my take on immigration. And thank you.
send me back, beg Ramon in El Paso. No work can be found down in Mexico. Please turn your head, sir, like you didn't see me. My mama depends on the money I send home. Crossing the border to the other side. Crossing the border. The Virgin Guadalupe's spirit is his guide. With the weight of the world on his shoulder, he's crossing the border. Crossing the border. Luck smiled that day on Ramon at the border. Soon he met Rita, white skin and blue eyes. They knew that their love was something forbidden. In mixing their colors, they were risking their lives. Crossing the border of the racial lines. Crossing the border. The family and their friends said, stick to your own kind. The love in their hearts helped them over. Crossing the swam their way through last river's sorrows. Their children gave them purpose and their love kept them alive. Ramon held her hand when the cancer took Rita. He said, wait for me in heaven, and he kissed her goodbye. Crossing the border to the other side. Crossing the border. And looking back, they had one hell of a ride. With the wings of an angel on her shoulders, she's crossing the border. With the wings of an angel on her shoulders, she's crossing the border. Crossing the border. Crossing the border.
Nice. Bruce Michael Miller, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for dropping by and playing for us. That was awesome.
Really love what you guys do. So,
and we love what you
really
do.
Really big help to all us indie musicians out here. So thank you.
Well, thanks again for dropping by. Bruce Michael Miller, everybody. Well, this is Kathy Forstie reporting from KC Cafe Radio and from the Folk Alliance International Conference here in Kansas City, Missouri.